Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The 2018 NFL season is upon us, and it's time for our sixth annual Tiki and Tierney Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Seattle Seahawks, 9-7, second in the NFC West. The Legion of Boom is no more as the defense saw major upheaval. Stalwarts Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, and Michael Bennett all gone. Perennial MVP candidate Russell Wilson is still under center with new targets in Brandon Marshall and rookie running back Rashad Penny.
This year feels like kind of like my rookie year. Way more experience, obviously, but the feeling of it all is just different. You know, for whatever reason, a lot of new faces and everything else. I think the outside world doesn't really know, you know, what we're hoping to do and what we're working for. I don't think anybody had really crazy high expectations my rookie year too, you know. So a lot of that feels the same.
Can Seattle still compete in the West, or is their window finally shut?
Well, let's get some answers. I'll tell you one thing about the NFC West. It feels like a division of transition. A lot of the old storylines are kind of being replaced by new ones. Doesn't mean that's a bad thing. Just means that it's new storylines. And we're joined by Shaquille Griffin, defensive back for Seattle. Second year, of course, his brother's on the team as well. Shaquille, Tiki, and Tierney, what's happening, buddy? Welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, you're good, pleasure. Absolutely. You're a twin. We had to have you. There's no way you couldn't come on. And I got to tell you, I am so jealous of you. When I played with my brother, I never got to play with him unless we were in the Pro Bowl together. So the first question I got to ask you is, how amazing is it that you get to play at the highest level, the dream that I'm sure you guys had when you were young kids growing up playing sports, to play in a National Football League together? How amazing is this?
Oh, it's crazy. It's a feeling of a lifetime, man. You know, it's definitely amazing. To get a chance to play at the highest level, especially with your twin brother, you know, something you dream about your whole life, and to see it happen is, you know, it's a dream come true. It's a magical story, and I'm glad it happened and the way it did.
How is he doing? You obviously, people know the story about your brother, one hand, and how great as he was down in Florida in college. But how is he doing on the NFL level? You've been there for a year ahead of him. Evaluate him for us.
He's doing great. He's living up to the expectations, you know, playing fast. He has a high motor, and he's using that. I feel like he's picking up in the plays, you know, early. You know, I've been working with him a lot, you know, him living with me. And before he even got here, try to give him some things, some tips, what to expect and what not to do and what to do as a rookie. And the good thing about him, he listens and he learns quick. He's been doing great. You know, he's one of the light rookies around the locker room and the team. And, you know, he just works. He doesn't say much. He doesn't act like he know it all.
Yeah.
He just grind and he take it day by day and continue to learn as much as possible.
Now, I love that. How much were you in the ear of your head coach and or general manager to draft him on draft day?
Oh, much as possible. Every time I see him, you know, I just threw the name in the air just to keep it fresh in the facility.
I love it.
Every time I walk by, I just say my brother's name randomly so they can hear in the air. So hopefully when draft day came, it just something just popped up and they just heard my voice saying his name. So I guess it did work.
That's awesome.
That's
it's an incredible story. And you're pretty good in your own right, man. So let's get back to you and let's get to the team in general. Shaquille Griffin, Seattle defensive back. So I use the term, it's kind of a division of transition. Garoppolo's going to be there from week one. That wasn't the case a year ago. We know he was still with the Pats. The Rams, they've added some players, but, I mean, they're thought to be one of the best teams in the NFL. And the Cardinals have a lot of new faces, including a new head coach. There's always been, like, certain teams, and not all of them, but a few teams in the NFL have a real palpable identity. And for a long time, Seattle had an identity, just mean, tough, fast, uber confident. I'm not saying you're not confident. I'm not saying you're not mean and fast, but I don't know that we feel that from the outside. What is the dynamic of this version of the Seattle Seahawks?
Right now, we're just a younger group. You know, we're keeping the same mentality, you know, just hungry forward, you know, just playing fast, playing physical, playing aggressive, and just playing with that sense of confidence and swag, and that's something that we're going to continue to keep. We're just new faces, younger group, and the good thing about having a young group, we're just hungry for greatness. And you, if you see the way we run out there on the field and we practice and we compete against each other, you know, it seems like we arguing all the time, but it's just that's the kind of fight and dog we have in each other. And we hold each other accountable and we compete our butt off. Yeah. That's what I love about this group. You know, I've only been here a year, but I learned so much. And I'm taking upon that leadership role upon myself, and I'm giving it to other people. You know, I want to do so much better than I did last year. I want the guys to be able to count on me, and I'm glad that everybody's buying into it. You know, continue to work for each other, compete. And, you know, we're not taking plays off. We're not taking reps off. We're not giving nobody a chance. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like we're going against a whole different team in the way we compete. And I'm glad that everybody's buying into this program and to what's going on, to the coaching system.
Yeah.
And right now, I feel like the identity is going to show more than ever when the season starts. And I can't wait to surprise everybody.
Well, if everybody's as locked in as you are, because you sound laser locked in, you guys should be in pretty good shape. Let me throw this by you. It's just a theory that I have, and I don't know even know if you look for this or if you can possibly even sense this, being that you're only in your second year and you were only around Pete last year. Mm. I would think, and Teak, you'd probably agree with me on this, because so many of the veterans that were there for so long and they were so boisterous and so influential, Pete coached them differently. Do you notice Carroll maybe a little more collegiate this year? And he's always been pretty collegiate, yeah, but more so given the youth and given the turnover of the roster, a little bit of a different approach from Pete Carroll?
Yeah, you know, I would say so. You know, he's keeping it a little different because the guy's a lot younger. Like you said, we had an older group, and it was more voiceful. You know, they had a lot of say-so into what was going on here. We got a younger group, and we're still learning. But he tried to keep the system the same, the message, you know, that he gives to the last guys, the older guys. He continued to give us the same message to the point where we can understand it. So it's nothing that he's changed too much. He just understands the group and the guys he have around him now that's mm-hmm. different, you know, than the older crowd. And, you know, right now we got a younger group.
Yeah.
And he understands that. So nothing different. He had the same message. You know, it's always about the ball. It's always about taking care of your teammates and just competing. You know, that's never going to change here. And that's something that's been working. You know, why fix something that's not broken? And that's something that he lived by. And that's something we're going to continue to do.
Yeah, he's had a lot of success, been around a long time. So Seattle 9-7 a year ago. We were there. One of their defensive backs, Shaquille Griffin, Teak and Tierney today, CBS Sports Radio.
Shaquille, we know you got to bounce. You're out there in practice mode right now. But we can't let you go without asking about Russell Wilson. We've all seen his growth from the time he was a rookie to lead him to a Super Bowl championship and without an offensive line that's been really protective of him. But tell us about his leadership as it's evolved, not just from the offensive side, but really for the team. You talk about having a young team. He's the old head in a sense. Tell us about Russell.
Yeah, he's doing great. You can see the big difference from just from last year. You know, he had an older crowd, so he had to say the things that he had to say. But, you know, he had people that was behind him that can help. And, you know, right now he's one of the only older guys besides, you know, Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright and those guys. But you can see, like, he's more voiceful from offense and the defensive side. You can see he's trying to help, you know, each way. You know, even get to the point where if he's targeting me in practice, you know, he's trying to help everybody get better. And that's what I like the most about him. You know, he's not worrying about just his craft. He's trying to critique everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, he's being that voice that everybody need. And, you know, you can see the huge difference. And I feel like his play is going to be totally different. And the line that we have, he's taking it upon himself to make sure they prepare for this season. You know, it's just, you could tell his involvement into the real player he really want to be.
Yeah. You know, I know that you're primarily on the right side. I don't know how Brandon Marshall's being deployed in practice, but I would imagine a couple of times you've lined up, you've banged, you know, pads with him. How's he look? I mean, he's a physical specimen, but he's been around a little bit. Again, he still plays. Is there anything left in the tank for Brandon Marshall?
Oh, yeah, he definitely got something left. You know, I've been going against him at home every day, actually, and he's a big guy. I can't even tell you that much. And mm-hmm. you can tell he still got him. I mean, he's trying to get back to where he want to be, and he's looking good. He's getting there, and I can't wait to see him at his best. And you can see he's working hard to get there. And, yeah, he definitely got some juice left, you know, and that's the one that's helping me get better between him and Ty Lockett and Juwan Brown and all those guys. They helped me a lot, so I'm getting different looks. So, you know, it's only helping me, so I'm pushing and striving for him to be his best.
Hey, you know, Richard Sherman tore his Achilles last year, and we knew that it was the end of his tenure there in Seattle. What did you learn from him? Because he was one of the greats of the last generation. What did you learn from him before he's left and now he's in San Francisco?
The main thing he told me is just let my personality show. You know, some guys come and they kind of, you know, play timid and then forget the reason why they start playing football. You got to let your personality show. You know, if you're aggressive, you be that aggressive person. If you talk a lot, you know, you just talk. You know, you continue to have that dog in you. That's your personality. Show it. And, you know, in different situations, continue to stay poised. And I feel like that's what I learned most from him. He taught me that I'm going to be in all types of situations that I've never been in before. and I just have to stay poised, and he taught me that. And that's the main thing I took from the game, and I just let my personality show. You know, I know what I'm capable of doing, and I know how good of an athlete I am, and I'm confident in myself. And I know I can be one of the greats, and that's something that he taught me, and that's something I took away from him.
I got to tell you, man, I don't know exactly what the Griffin dinner table dynamic was when you were growing up, but I can guarantee that it was a very positive and a very happy place.
I got to tell you, Shaquille, you guys are from down in St. Pete, where my brother's obviously in Tampa, so he's been telling me about you guys for a long time. It's a blessing to be where you guys are. I'm happy and proud of you guys, man. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. It's an honor.
Be good, man.
Well said on that, T. See you, Shaquille. No doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.